In supporting the achievement of the government's priority program's target, the Financial Services Authority directed the financial services industry to take a role through the expansion of financing for national priority programs. Mahendra added for the free nutritious meal programs and food security, the Financial Services Authority provides support through easy access to financing.
The support for free nutritious meals and food security is provided through easy access to financing with special lending and guaranteed schemes for farmers and MSMEs, as well as the development of parametric insurance products.
In addition, according to Mahendra Siregar, collaboration between the Financial Services Authority Office in the regions with local governments and stakeholders in the regions will also be enhanced to develop a financing ecosystem for superior commodities in their respective regions, in strengthening food security and supply chains for the free meal program. With these various efforts, the Financial Services Authority is optimistic that it can realize the government's target of Indonesia becoming a developed country before 2045 and forming superior and quality human resources. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Vietnam has once again expressed its gratitude to Indonesia for its support during the national struggle. Vietnamese Ambassador to Indonesia, Thach Pham Thong, highlighted Indonesia's vital role in securing international backing during the Vietnam War. Here's the report from Ofra Regina.
Vietnam has revamped its appreciation for Indonesia's support in its national struggle. This was conveyed by Vietnamese Ambassador to Indonesia, Thach Pham Thong, during the embassy annual press meeting on Wednesday, February 12, 2025. He emphasized Indonesia's role in garnering international support for Vietnam during the Vietnam War.
And Indonesia always stood behind Vietnam and mobilizing the support from the non-aligned movement, about 100 countries, to support Vietnam during the Vietnam War. So we, the government and the people of Vietnam, have been always very grateful to the wholehearted support of the leaders and the people of Indonesia for our struggle for national reunification. And during that time, you know, that President Ho Chi Minh visited Indonesia as early as in 1959.
As part of the non-aligned movement, Indonesia played a significant role in mobilizing support from around 100 countries for Vietnam. This support was a key factor in Vietnam's struggle for national reunification. Additionally, the strong relationship between the two countries was reflected in President Ho Chi Minh's visit to Indonesia in 1959. To this day, Vietnam and Indonesia continue to strengthen their cooperation in the spirit of friendship and solidarity. Ofra reporting for Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian economist Gunawan Benjamin suggests that the government should be more creative in attracting investors, including offering incentives and reliefs. Ramasitki provides the details.
Indonesian economist Gunawan Benjamin encouraged the Indonesian government to be more innovative in attracting investors to the country. In an interview with the RRI Voice of Indonesia on Wednesday, February 12th, about Indonesia's 2035 investment outlook, Benjamin highlighted efforts such as providing incentives and relief, in addition to targeting investors from countries with potential to invest in Indonesia.
Even though it is actually difficult to attract investors, there are numbers of efforts that can be tried, such as maybe providing incentives in special economic zones, really for labor-intensive industries or other space companies, and economic efficiency.
Benjamin emphasized that investment is crucial for Indonesia to remain optimistic about achieving economic growth this year. He pointed out several sectors expected to grow in 2025, including agriculture, food and beverage, and accommodation. According to him, the free nutritious meal for school children program, a landmark initiative of Prabowo Subianto's government, will have a significant impact on the growth of the sectors.
Gunung Padang in Cianjur, West Java is considered the oldest civilization in the world. Here is the report from Desi Anugrano.
Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadlizon stated that Indonesia is a country that inherited the world's oldest civilization. He also mentioned that Gunung Padang, which dates back tens of thousands of years, is a relic from the megalithic era. Fadlizon made this statement during a discussion event on Thursday, February 11.
Saya termasuk yang berpendapat bahwa Indonesia ini adalah
I am among those who believe that Indonesia is a country that inherits the world's oldest civilizations. If not the oldest, then certainly one of the oldest. But as politicians, we tend to make bold claims and say we are the oldest civilizations in the world. Based on several publications I have read, which of course are not yet conclusive, this site's age ranges from hundreds, thousands, to even tens of thousands of years. I believe this should be considered as part of the broader information on the megalithic site of Gunung Padang.
Tentang situs megalitik Gunung Padang.
The zone emphasizes that Indonesia has an immensely rich cultural heritage and is home to the world's oldest civilization, including the Gunung Padang site. He also stated that Gunung Padang was built by human hand, as evident from the arrangement of remaining stones. Research on the site was halted in 2014 before Fadlizon announced that future studies on Gunung Padang would be conducted.
At an international seminar in Jakarta on Monday, Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadlizon emphasized the importance of preserving pantun as a reflection of national identity and values through cultural diplomacy. He stressed the role of digital technology in maintaining pantun's relevance in the modern era. With younger generations learning toward short-form communication, digital platforms offer opportunities for pantun to thrive through videos, podcasts, and interactive content. Digitalizing pantun through online archives, e-books, and AI ensures its continuity amid technological advancements. Also introducing pantun in education through competitions and curricula can engage youth and preserve this cultural heritage. Up next is sports news. The Indonesia Under-20 national team is set to kick off their AFC Under-20 Asian Cup campaign with a challenging match against Iran at the Shenzhen Youth Football Training Base Stadium in China on Wednesday. Desi Anugranov has the details.
The Indonesia Under-20 national team is set to play their opening match in the AFC Under-20 Asian Cup against Iran. The match will take place on Wednesday at the Shenzhen Youth Football Training Base Stadium in China. Chairman of the Sport Journalist Section of the Indonesian Journalism Association, Widyo Suprayogi, acknowledge that Iran is one of the dominant forces in Asian football. However, he highlighted that Indonesia still has a chance to secure a victory.
Although it will be tough, there is always a chance, depending on the player's readiness and the strategy implemented by Indra Shafri.
Indonesia is in Group C alongside Iran, Uzbekistan, and Yemen. The Football Association of Indonesia has set a target for the national team to advance from the group stage before aiming for the next objective in the tournament.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled Indonesian Under-20 Team Targets Victory in AFC.
Indonesian young football players are very enthusiastic to show their abilities and achieve victory in the prestigious Asian Football Confederation Championships AFC Under 20, the Indonesian Under 20 national team will begin their journey to qualify for the group stage at the Shenzhen Youth Football Training Base Stadium, China, on February 13, 2025. Their first challenge is to face Iran, one of the great powers of Asian football. Coach Indra Shafri, who is very familiar with Iran's strengths, is quite confident in his team's abilities. He knows the team's strengths and weaknesses, and the players are ready to give their best. Team captain Doni Tri Pamungkas is ready to follow the coach's instructions, either playing as a fullback or in a more attacking role. Indonesia is in Group C with Iran, Uzbekistan, and Yemen. The AFC Under 20 Championships take place from February 13 to March 1st, with Indonesia's first goal being to qualify from the group stage. The Indonesian Football Association believes this is an achievable target, although their main ambition is to go further. With hard work and determination, the players are ready to represent Indonesia on the world stage. This tournament is more than just a football match. This is an opportunity for the Garuda team to show their talent, resilience, and fighting spirit. Although the Indonesian Under-20 national team is considered the underdog, they are driven by the full support of the community and are ready to make a surprise. Hopefully, with thorough preparation and high fighting spirit, the Indonesian Under-20 national team can provide the best achievements for Indonesia. That's commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Aku sedih, kau menemani. Di saat ku sedih, kau menghibur hati. Di saat ku pergi, kau setia menanti. Kau cinta sejati, cinta sejati. Di saat ku gerak, kau memadamkannya.
Falls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as deep cliffs.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, next up is a song from Southeast Sulawesi province called Tanah Wolio. The song Tanah Wolio was composed by Lawode Imaduddin. The title of the song Tanah Wolio is taken from Wolio district in Baobao City, Bhutan Island. Tanah Wolio is also a nickname for Bhutan Island. The lyrics of the song Tanah Wolio tell the story of the Wolio region with its abundant natural wealth. By developing the potential of the region, prosperity is expected to increase in Wolio. This song also reminds the younger generation about Tanah Wolio, the land of inheritance. This is contained in the lyrics Tanah Wolio Lape Lapea in Kita Dadi Mangura, which means the land of Wolio is a legacy for the younger generation. Okay, listeners, here is the song Tanah Wolio, sung by Rosna Johnny H. Happy listening.
Thank you.
From Indonesia to the world. Well, finally, if you want to learn about Indonesian language, this is the time for me to share you about our one of our interesting segment, namely Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Mariba Bahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Center and the Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Menuju Tanjung Puting. Menuju Tanjung Puting, which means heading to Tanjung Puting. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi, which means I always wake up early. This conversation took place between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and Naomi, a tour guide at a hotel in Pangkalan Bun, Central Kalimantan. Chris informs Naomi about his habits. Let's listen to their conversation.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang hutan.
Tidak apa-apa. Saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. I will pronounce it slowly and you can repeat after me. Saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. Saya. Saya, which means I. Selalu. Selalu, which means always. Bangun. Bangun, which means wake up. Berangkat. Berangkat, which means to go. Pagi-pagi. Pagi-pagi, which means early in the morning. melihat, melihat, which means to see. Orangutan, orangutan, which means orangutan. Tidak apa-apa, tidak apa-apa, which means it's okay. Kalau begitu, kalau begitu, which means if so. Mari, mari, which means come on. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, saya selalu bangun pagi. Saya selalu bangun pagi, which means I always wake up early. In this sentence, there is an expression, selalu, selalu, which means always. The word selalu, selalu, describes the activities that becomes a habit. In this statement, Chris' habitual activity is bangun pagi, which means waking up early. Now, let's listen to one example in using the adverbial word, selalu, selalu, which means always, to describe an activity that has become a habit. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8. Saya selalu makan pagi sebelum pukul 8, which means I always have breakfast before 8 a.m. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun. Chris selalu membawa motornya kemanapun, which means Chris always rides his motorbike everywhere. To give the information regarding time, there are several expressions commonly used by Indonesians, such as dini hari, which means at dawn time, pagi pagi, which means early in the morning, siang bolong, which means midday or noonday, and larut malam, which means late at night. Such expression give the nuance of meaning sangat, sangat, which means very. Before closing, let's speak bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example of a conversation one more time.
Maaf, Chris. Kita harus berangkat pagi-pagi untuk bisa melihat orang hutan.
Tidak apa-apa, saya selalu bangun pagi.
Kalau begitu, mari kita berangkat.
Well, listener, that was today's edition of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi. Saya Selalu Bangun Pagi, which means I always wake up early. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who wants to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sultan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau performed by Nurul Fadilah Hamid. Enjoy.
of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, if you want to know much more about Indonesian culture, yes, not only come to Indonesia, you can also listen to and by listening one of our segments. This is what we call Indonesian Wonder.
Today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Southern Lombok, Indonesia, which is known for its beautiful and stunning beaches. And one of its gems is Selong Belanak Beach. This beach is located in the central part of West Nusa Tenggara, famous for its crystal clear water and soft white sands. The beach is located about 60 kilometers south of Mataram, with a steep and winding road, followed by the charming Mangkung village. Afterwards, you arrive at the entrance of Selong village, where this hidden paradise awaits. What's interesting about this beach is that the underwater part is sandy up to 15 meters from the shoreline. Apart from the sand, Selong Belanak is notable for its two types of waves. The western side of the beach has big waves, while the other side offers soft waves, making it ideal for both international and domestic surfing enthusiasts. Behind the beach, there is a row of seafood restaurants with a variety of fresh, local dishes. If you plan to stay longer, the beach also provides lodging facilities, ensuring a comfortable visit. Listener, the local community charges no fees to get a delightful experience in Selong Belanak. All available facilities are free of charge. From Mataram, it takes about 1 hour to travel by motorcycle. Although the road is fully paved, public transportation is unavailable in the area. For the best experience, consider hiring a travel service or renting a car or motorbike to reach this breathtaking destination. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancharona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance, while that chance has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
From Indonesia to the world. Well, this is a listening music from the Delantis with title Bunga Maaf. Bunga Maaf, yes. This is just the end of our Q&A on Indonesia Today. So, I'm Al Faisal, and also the crew on duty would like to say thank you very much, have a nice day, and bye-bye.
Jakarta から Korewa Voice of Indonesia です。日本語で放送されている Voice of Indonesia は、インドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく、さまざまな情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および LL デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したり、アクセスしたりできます。Selamat malam, konbanwa. Kyou, watashi, Isan ga 1 jigan no nihongo hosou o okuru itashimasu. Kyou wa niusu, Indonesia no ongaku, sore tomo iroiro na Indonesia no joufou, soshite pasuana Indonesia wo otodoke shimasu. Tsugi wa niusu wo otsutai shimasu.引き続き周波数 332kHz や 4755kHz から Voice of Indonesia の放送をお聞きください。ビジネス皆さんニュースです。それでは最初のニュースです。インドネシア教育科学技術省航空中研究エコシステムの強化を推進することについてお伝えします。インドネシア高等教育科学技術省は、研究と技術革新を通じて国家、航空中産業の発展を推進しています。2月11日火曜日にジャカルタで発表された声明によると、同省の研究開発局長であるファウザン・アジマン・シーは、学会、産業界のシナジーの重要性を強調し、より高度で国際競争力のある航空エコシステムの構築を目指していると述べました。同省は政策の調整役としてインドネシアにおける研究開発が特別な関心を受け、効果的かつ持続的に実施されるよう支援しています。東山市は共同研究プログラムを通じた支援を提供し、国家航空産業のサプライチェーンの向上に貢献できると述べました。また、インドネシアの主要大学のいくつかが研究と技術開発の実用化を促進する戦略的な取り組みとして、科学技術機構または KST を設立していると付け加えました。それでは次のニュースです。トルコ大統領と夫人はボゴル宮殿に到着したことについてお伝えします。トルコのレチェプタイプ・エルドアン大統領とファーストレディのエミネ・エルドアン氏がインドネシアのプラボース・ビアント大統領との公式訪問及び2国間会談のためインドネシア共和国のボゴル宮殿に到着しました。到着時には道路沿いに整列した学生や警備隊を含む大統領警備隊によって盛大に歓迎されました。この歓迎式典はインドネシアとトルコの75年にわたる外交関係を象徴しており、75名の警備隊や様々な文化パフォーマンスが披露されました。プラボー大統領は国費に対する最高の敬意を示すよう、丁重な歓迎を示しました。式典には数千人が参加し、両国の強硬な関係を象徴するものとなりました。それでは最後のニュースです。ジャカルタでインドネシア中国遺産展が開幕したことに